Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. 6:08 in the morning. Good morning to you, Brian.
What up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit her up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Call or text at 877-971 Hits. Good morning, producer Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Thank you for hanging out with us. It's a little gloomy this morning. 63 degrees right now in LA in the OC. The high will be of 72 degrees, so a lot cooler than the last 5 days that's been roasting us.
Yesterday was rough, man.
Yeah, you felt it, bro?
It just was like stagnant heat. There was no breeze. Mm. It was just kind of sitting on Wilshire when I walked home. Too hot to even skateboard.
It felt more like muggy than it's ever been.
Yeah,
like
it just sits there. It just sits. Oh, don't get crazy. That is not humid.
I'm saying it's feeling more humid than we're used to.
It just sits on top of you.
Yeah, not as humid as, per se, like Miami or something like that, right? Speaking about that, I bring up Miami because this is a hilarious story. So yesterday, we were talking about the U.S. women's soccer team, national soccer team, right? Scored 13 goals versus 0 goals from Thailand. And found a funny story that there's a bar in Miami, right? It's called American Social. And they had this huge promotion to try to get people to come watch the Women's World Cup. They're like, hey, throughout the entire World Cup, every time the U.S. women's soccer team scores a goal, shots on us.
Damn.
They legit had to stop serving shots after 6 goals.
Yeah, legally.
They're just like, we can't anymore. Like, we just can't go through with this at all. Nobody was obviously expecting that.
Even though they're like those trash shots you get. No bar's ever giving you like a, it's not like you're getting like, you know, like
top shelf.
Yeah, Casamigos. It's going to be something like 90% sugar water. Like a splash of champagne and some vodka. But yeah, I heard that legally they either had to quit serving shots or they had to provide food. Legally, in the state of Florida, you have to like give them food.
Or like IVs to help like people survive.
Right.
You imagine 13 shots?
Oh my gosh.
You're going to take some of those for tu go or something. But you're right, bro. It's probably the wackest tequila ever or whatever it is. Kind of like the kind of tequila shots you get when you go on spring break to like Rosarito or something like that. You know, when you're on the beach and the dude comes up with the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give you the shot and they blow the whistle and they shake your head around.
It's like gasoline.
They just have this bottle. It's like an unmarked bottle.
It's got like a duct tape strap over that thing.
Exactly. They're like a little beak thing that it pours out of. You know, you have no idea what's in there, but you're like, yeah, give my homie a shot. Whatever's in there, let's go. And then you just completely tore up. So American Social Miami has to rethink that promotion, but at least they got their name out there. You know what I'm saying? So that was fun. Coming up next, we're getting into some more music. We got I'll Be Missing You, Puff Daddy, also Mia, Straight Up Bad Bunny, and Drake. And of course, today we're hooking you up with some more keys for you to get that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Stay tuned.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Baby Fat is making a comeback. And I'm not talking about like that extra weight you get. You know what I'm saying?
People
just want to make that clear.
You try to make fat as a grown-up cute.
Trust me, it's not in style, even though I have it, but it's all good. I'm talking about the clothing line. You guys remember Fat Farm and Baby Fat? So Russell Simmons, the godfather of Def Jam, was the head of Fat Farm, and his wife, Kimora Simmons, was the head of Baby Fat. So Baby Fat is coming back. They're teaming up with Forever 21 to do a limited edition of Baby Fat. Do you guys remember Chelsea, Tamara? Did you guys used to rock Baby Fat?
Yeah, I didn't really, but I just remember watching the reality TV show. All about that, her kind of empire.
I remember Fat Farm, but I'm actually proud of myself for not knowing what Baby Fat is. It's like, it'd be way creepy if I was like, oh, Baby Fat, that's my favorite.
Their logo was like a cat.
Yeah.
I remember some people got a tattoo of that cat.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it went out of style, they were bummed, but now they're like, hell yeah, baby, it's coming back.
Throwback.
Tamara, you said you used to get the knockoffs of Baby Fat?
No, I never got the knockoffs.
Yes, off air, you said you did.
I never got the knockoffs, but I said when people rock the knockoffs, it would say Fat Baby. So,
yeah.
Right.
That's so funny.
When other people.
I don't have an idea,
Farm Fat was a whole different clothing line in the country.
Yeah, some John Deere equipment style stuff, man. All right, man. So get excited for that. Also, if you haven't caught this series, man, it's one of the most powerful series that I've ever seen in my life. It's called When They See Us on Netflix, based on the Central Park 5 Injustice. It has been now the most watched series on Netflix in the U.S. every day since May 31st, the day it came out. So every day has been the most watched series. It's absolutely powerful, familia. And for those of you who don't know, happened in 1989. Five kids from Harlem were out at Central Park. And that night, along with other, like 20 to 30 other teenagers, really. And there was a woman that was assaulted and raped. And the prosecutors went in the next day, since they basically saw these kids out there at Central Park, coerced, beat up the kids, basically forced them to confess to this crime.
At 16. They weren't even like legally allowed to be alone with investigators.
14 to 16. At sometimes being beat up in the confession room or questioning room and so on and so forth. Basically telling, hey, just confess to this and we'll let you go home. And they were all innocent. Never found any DNA. No physical evidence that they were there, but they still got convicted and lost 6 to 13 years of their lives. And even then, when they came out, they had to deal with the fact that they're felons. Sex offenders. Couldn't get jobs, so on and so forth. They had that label on them. Obviously, they're innocent, but it's such a powerful series to see that, man. There have been times where I was watching it, my wife and I, and we had to pause it and like step away or just stop watching it, because you get so emotional. The acting is phenomenal to see this injustice.
I actually like started, I paused it after like the second episode because I was like, oh shoot, when I saw Donald Trump's, they used Trump footage from 89,
right,
where he's like out, you know, just as a billionaire in New York, like, we need to bring back the death penalty these guys, these kids and stuff, right? I read the Wikipedia page. They actually did find DNA evidence exonerating the kids.
Right.
They found someone else's DNA at the crime scene, and then made the argument like, well, we never argued they were the only five that beat this woman. And it was all because these kids were like, they were an easy grab. They grabbed five kids out of like Edgar said, 30 that were out just quote unquote wilding out in the park, just kids going crazy. And a couple of the kids admitted to like committing crimes in the park in terms of like messing with people who were riding bikes and stuff like that, like harassment. But but none of them said they did this at all until they were beaten and coerced into it. It's just like tragic when you watch it happen. And it's been so impactful that like people are stepping down, like everyone involved in the case. Yeah. One of the prosecutors dropped from her publisher for writing crime novels.
First thing.
Right. And then someone just resigned from the board of directors at the law school. So it's crazy.
And the craziest thing about this, not only did these kids and their families, right, get robbed of these years of their lives, but if you think about it, the real person that did assault this woman and raped her was then out and about. Because this prosecutor was so eager just to solve this case for political reasons or whatever it may be. You got two African-American kids, one Latino kid. They fit the description, if you will, the mold. Let's go. Nobody's going to care. Let's just get them in and get this deal done. But the sad thing is that the person that really did this went out and raped 2 to 3 other women while they were out here saying these kids had done it. And the real person was out there doing more crimes.
Well, they didn't even solve it. At the end of the day, like, the reason that they found the actual guy is because he was in prison with one of the Central Park Five, met him, felt bad because he's in for life for committing rapes and other assaults, and like came forward and admitted, and they still tried to say, at the end of it, they still tried to say, look, we never said it was just those five. We think they were all in it together. And this guy was like, no, I did it on my own.
Because they found semen in a sock around the area. And it obviously didn't match up any of the five, right? But they're saying, well, I guess there's a sixth, but we just never caught him.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they weren't involved when they didn't find any physical evidence that they were around that area. So anyways, you got to catch it if you haven't seen it, man. When They See Us, the Netflix series, absolutely amazing work.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings, 97.1 Amp Radio.
So you know how Disneyland's like taking over everything in the world, except Amazon? I think at the end of the day, at the end of the world, it's just going to be Disneyland and Amazon left.
They're going to be fighting to see if one's going to be trying to keep you in your house and the other's trying to get you out of your house.
What are we going to do? It's interesting. I was reading lately that Amazon won this legal case because they wanted the rights to the name Amazon in Brazil. I don't know if you've heard, there's this huge rainforest in Brazil called the Amazon.
Decent sized river, too.
Never heard of it.
Been there since the beginning of time. Guess who won? Amazon. Meaning the retailer super company beat Amazon the rainforest.
Oh my gosh.
It's just crazy. I mean, just to think about that is crazy.
So like the countries get sued if they use it for like their, you know, Amazon river boats.
So does the jungle have to change its name now?
I know, right?
Like, what's happening?
Just spell it differently?
Yeah.
They can't sell anything whatsoever, wow. Man. No, anyways, Disneyland, man. So they just, you know, got done opening up Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Absolutely amazing. You had to get a room at Disneyland to be able to get into Star Wars Galaxy's, and rooms were going over $800 a night. But anyways, now Disneyland has gotten permits to launch Marvel Land.
Oh, that's cool.
At California Adventure Park. Okay. California Adventure Park getting some love. So it's pretty cool. They got some retail outlets out there, microbrewery, character meet and greet area, plus improvements to behind the scenes buildings. So that's going to be really dope. So far, it's $14 million in the works.
Wow.
They're going after, man. That's going to be awesome. Marvel, I mean, Land.
If you saw how those movies have done, like, that's, yeah, that's a no-brainer, man. Mm-hmm. Like, every single Marvel movie that comes out sets a box office record. So, and you got these folks paying $800 for one hotel room to go see, like, a bunch of Star Wars characters walk around some section of the theme park. Yeah, I'd take a gamble on that.
It's probably going to do well.
I also think they're trying to compete with Disney World, because Disney World has been ahead of Disneyland, even though I know Disneyland was original, but still, Disney World has, like, so many parks compared
to Animal Kingdom. I mean, they'll never beat Disney World in terms of, like, space.
Yeah.
They're just on, like, 3,000 acres.
Exactly. The amount of land at Disney World is crazy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you don't want to be a they're not advertising, right? You don't want to be at Disney World in the summer. It's hot as hell. Disneyland is beautiful.
They also got alligators in that pond, too, man.
It's true.
And Disneyland did beat Disney World to opening up Star Wars Galaxy Edge, by the way.
There you go.
Just saying. Shout out to Disneyland in SoCal, baby. We get a little defensive over that, right? Chelsea, coming up next, what you working on?
So actress Jessica Biel is receiving a ton of hate from moms and dads this morning.
All right.
And it's over a very controversial topic.
Okay.
I'll tell you what that is coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So Selena Gomez is doing a ton of press right now for her zombie comedy movie, The Dead Don't Die, which comes out this weekend. And one thing we're learning about her, and we kind of already knew this, but she's really doubling down on the fact that she really struggles with social media, which is crazy because she's is the most followed person on Instagram.
154 million people is what I saw yesterday.
Insane. Well, yesterday she went on Kelly and Ryan and basically talked more about how she feels about social media and how it's destroying our self-esteem.
Do you ever go online and engage with your followers?
I used to a lot, but I think it's just become really unhealthy. I think personally for young people, including myself, to spend all of their time fixating on all these comments and letting this stuff in, and it was affecting me. It would make me depressed. It would make me feel not good about myself and look at my body differently and all kinds of stuff.
I like that she's sharing it because it's so relatable. It's a conversation I've had with all of my friends. Just that it affects you in such a negative way sometimes.
It brings light to, here is a person that you would say, yo, on top of the world, most followed. And even for her, it affects her and impacts her. Imagine just everyday folk like us, you know, it definitely impacts you.
I was going to say, like, I think that even, you know, I think it's great. You can protect yourself from social media all you want to, but I think it's also like an indicative of a deeper issue with people, which is not letting criticism bother you from others. Like, look, social media is always going to be there. Even the people that troll you, if you reply to them like, hey, like, that's not very nice. Like, oh my God, I'm the biggest fan ever. I can't believe you said it. Because they're just looking for a reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, their level of investment is so small.
Well, I thought this was interesting. This is what she said her solution is.
Okay. So I actually don't have it on my phone. I have it on someone else's phone. And when I feel like I want to share something with my fans or just mess around with it, I do it then. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, come on. You got to feel like such trash if you're the Selena Gomez Instagram phone. Like the carrier of the phone. Phone person, I'd like to share a picture.
Or you feel really cool. Oh, you have that power.
Just following around. Do you feel like sharing today?
It's probably like her assistant.
It's going to give a lot of ideas to people that are dating right now. They're like, hey, babe, you know what? I see you really stressed out. Let me just carry around your social media for you. Just go through it real quick.
Yeah. Tell me what you want to do.
Actress Jessica Biel is receiving a ton of backlash this morning for her views on vaccinations. Uh-huh. She's come out as an anti-vaxxer, someone who doesn't vaccinate their kids.
Yeah, he don't.
And it's all because this week she was seen lobbying with anti-vaxxer Robert Kennedy, who shared a photo of him and Jessica posing alongside activists and legislators. And he captioned the photo saying, please say thank you to the courageous Jessica Biel for a busy and productive day at the California State House. And they're teaming up to fight a pro-vaccination bill. And basically the bill, it's called SB 276, and it makes it harder for parents to find a way around the strict rules that require children to receive vaccines before being enrolled in school.
Right.
Is what it is.
Well, listen, man, it's a very sensitive,
sensitive subject
for a lot of parents when it comes down to this, because you're talking about their children, you know, and the interesting thing, though, is that we just had the recent measles outbreak, and a lot of people were like, yo, is it because of this situation where people are not getting vaccinated and putting other people at risk?
Just seems like one of those things where all you're doing is setting your kids up at risk for getting these, like, viruses and illnesses that are 100% preventable. We've basically eradicated them, and you're going to set them up for their whole life. So it's like, I get it that people have these like wild theories. I just don't, I don't believe it. And two, I just think you're making decisions for your children that are dangerous, and your children aren't old enough to decide for themselves, yo, I want to be vaccinated so I don't get measles when I'm 16.
I think the scary thing is that when you see a celebrity do something like this, you just hope that people don't just follow in her footsteps and they actually like do their own research before making that decision. I think that's what a lot of people, you know, that's what the backlash is they don't want her setting this example, and people then just kind of follow along.
And the reason is because a lot of parents that aren't pro vaccinations have seen or read studies that vaccinations may cause some mental health damages to their children. So they're trying to say, like, man, is there a correlation there? Is there not? So it's a really sensitive subject. But then at the end of the day, we'll wrap up with this. Should the government tell you as a parent what you should do and shouldn't do with your child?
Well, when it comes down to public health of others, hell yes.
Right?
Like, so, I don't want my kid getting measles because you won't vaccinate your child.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, coming up at 7:10, we'll tell you what the key song of the day is for your chance to win that 2019 Jeep Wrangler, all right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's like therapy, but better because it's free.
And it's one-sided.
Yep.
and we like team up on bashing the person who did you dirty. It's awesome.
Yep. We just yes and you, whatever you say. Like, oh, that scumbag! I can't believe it. You could be 100% wrong.
We don't question your story. We just totally agree with whatever you say. So call in, vent about who did you dirty, an ex, a friend, a family member, whatever it may be, coworker. 877-971-HITS. Diana from Riverside, good morning to you. Please vent. Who did you dirty and let it for to go?
Yeah, I found like, honestly, my ex, he did me really dirty. We went out for 4 years. And then, like, I got a gun pointed to me when I was working at Winchell.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I got home that morning because I worked overnight. And he just asked me if I brought him donuts. And that really broke me.
Hold up. So you got gunpoint robbed at Winchell's, basically, and you tell him that, and you get home, and all he wants is donuts?
Yeah, and that really broke me into pieces. We have two kids together, like, you know, and for him to just ask that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the mother of your guys' children, and like,
it's got to be at least the second question.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay?
Do we need to go to therapy? You got a gun pointed at you? Yeah. By the way, did you bring any donuts? That would have been even a little bit better, you know?
I was just like, no, I can't be with this guy. You know, he's good in bed and everything. But
which is important.
Damn.
I really needed to vent that out.
Did you leave him, or what's the deal?
I did. I ended up leaving him. I moved back to my mom's house, and she supports me 100%.
Oh,
my kids,
awesome.
They love my grandma. And like, he still tries to come back in my life, but there's no coming back. Either you have me or you don't. Either I love you or I hate you. There's no in between.
Right.
But is he coming back for more donuts, or just trying to get back with you?
He wants to get back, obviously, because we have our kids together, but it's not going to happen.
It's indicative of somebody's level of selfishness to have the woman in their life, the mother, their child, anyone in their life, have a life-threatening, life-altering situation and have them only be concerned about themselves in that in that moment. That's very telling.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. I feel that.
Well, thank you. How do you feel now that you vented and you released that this morning?
Well, I feel, a little better because I'm talking to you guys. It's awesome. I've been listening to you guys all morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
And let the whole world know what a douchebag he is.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Let him know. I love that you said, though, although he was good in bed.
I mean, look, she would have been down with him way before that donut situation if he was bad in bed. he was
you
selfish.
You might think he's good and bad, but I feel like you can find better.
Tell or tell. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So can you imagine being with somebody that's unselfish, not just in bed, but all around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard, but you know, little by little, I'm trying to move forward with my life because I can't be living in the past anymore. Mm-hmm.
You're doing the right thing because obviously your children are watching you and how you react to different situations in life. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way we set examples of how we want them to be when they grow up, you know? And if we're with somebody that's selfish, doesn't respect us, doesn't treat us right, they're probably going to end up with somebody just like that. So you're setting a great example for your kids. Much love to you as a single mom, and you got this, all right?
100%.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you too. This guy, where my donuts at? Get out of here, bro. Straight up sucio right there. All right, familia, right about now, I'm going to tell you what the key song of the day is. Whenever you hear this song, play in its entirety. Throughout the rest of today, be caller 9. You pick up a key that hopefully will start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. The key song of the day is...
Break up with your girlfriend.
Think you know your music?
Remix. The Remix Game with Edgar, Ryan, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win four passes to have fun this summer at Knott's Berry Farm by guessing two out of three song names correctly, only based off of the lyrics that you hear, okay? The key is to not get swayed by the beat. Tricky, 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 DJ Majestic. We'll try to throw you off, all right? We got Brooke from La Habra on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brooke, you think you know your music?
I hope so.
Oh, that's not confident at all. Come on.
And DJ Majestic's being extra tricky for Father's Day weekend. Yes, it is Father's Day weekend. I know that we don't get as much love as moms.
Yeah.
And you know how I found that out, bro? Even in advertising, it's called Dads and Grads.
Oh. Just lump it all in.
Yeah, you don't hear like moms and proms. You feel me? Straight up. Anyways, but obviously I don't take it personal. DJ Majestic, what are you doing today to extra trick Brooke?
Oh, so for Father's Day edition, we're doing the instrumentals of these songs that have something to do with Father's Day. Either there's a daddy involved, a papa involved, something like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Sarah is waiting on the line. If Brooke does not win, Sarah, you will get the tickets automatically. Anything you want to say to Brooke?
You don't got this.
It's more of an observation than some trash talk, but...
Wow.
It's pretty trashy.
Oh, Brooke said it. Let's find out. All right, here we go, guys. We are live on Instagram if you want to play along at 97.1 Amp Radio. All right, the very first one. What's the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
Ooh. Back home smoking legal.
Woo.
I got more snaps than a Beatles.
Get it.
Putting on diesel, dog. Playing with my native to this lethal dog.
Super
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dog. Don't just say it now, you gotta show me. You gotta bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me. Dog.
So that beat is Big Papa.
It's Big Papa.
For Father's Day weekend, but what's the name of the song? By this was a dope ass mashup, man. Just like,
oh, thank you.
Brooke, what's the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
I do not know.
Oh, snap. Looks like you don't got it.
Whoa. Sarah might be right. All right, here we go. Actually, that's going bad.
Yeah, Meek Mill and Drake.
That's tough.
That was tricky. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. You got to get the next two correct, Brooke. I believe in you, all right? Here it is. What's the name of the song based only on the lyrics? Oh, it just played, by the way.
All right,
Brooke, what's the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
Better by Khalid.
Woo.
That is correct. All right, she's coming back. All right. Good job, Brooke. It's coming down to this last song right here.
Wow.
All right, and that beat.
Okay.
Puff Daddy.
Yes, yeah. He's Diddy today, but it was Puff Daddy when he made it, all about the Benjamins. So.
All right.
Daddy really right there.
I like that. All right, last one, Brooke. It comes down to this. So you get this correct, and you win. What's the name of the song?
Okay.
Based on the lyrics.
Lately, I've been thinking, I won't
want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
I mean,
Chelsea.
Getting heckled by Briggs over here.
Is that Daddy Yankee beat though? All right, Brooke. What's the name of this song?
Happier by Marshmello.
That
nailed it!
Brooke coming back, baby. Brooke, what do you want to say to Sarah who says, hey, you ain't got this?
I knew I could do it.
Oh, she's so cute.
I knew I could.
Sarah, we are going to give you a compensation prize. We're going to go see my boy Brian do some stand-up comedy.
Yeah, we'll grab your email. I've got shows all over the place. We'll bring the comedy to you.
She's going to heckle
all right,
you, bro.
Thank you.
Not very well.
Brian, you don't got this.
I believe in myself.
All right, hang tight. Congratulations, Brooke. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. I like to thank my dad.
Oh,
keep
that
going.
That was so cute. Go ahead.
That's it.
It is Father's Day weekend. I got time for this.
Oh, I just think my dad's such an amazing person, and he really raised me very well.
Oh my gosh.
What's his name?
He's in the car right now.
So. Awesome. What's his name?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, congratulations, man. I wish one day my daughter talks like that about me, man. How do you feel, Gilbert, about that, bro?
Oh, it's great, man. I'm dropping her off at summer school right now, so we're on our way, and then we're fortunate to hear you guys on the radio, so we're just very thankful.
I feel like she's trying to get herself out of trouble right now for something this summer already.
Get those points!
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Crashing 97 parties in 97 days.
That is our summer mission. Crashing 97 of your parties in 97 days. Thank you so much for all the invites that have been coming in. It's been so much fun to be able to party with you and your families and friends. We're up to 28 parties of 97
Lord.
In just 2.5 weeks. Brian, you just hit up some schools yesterday that were having graduation parties, and here are the kids super stoked for the summer.
Thank you so much for coming to St. Sebastian Preschool Rager Luau.
Rager.
All the preschool teachers thought I was way cooler that you came, and we had a blast.
My name is Nyla, and I'm 4 years old. Thank you, Radio, for coming. Have a great summer, everyone.
Hey, it's Brian, and I'm down in Norwalk at St. John of God School. I'm with Miss Irene's fifth grade class. Are you guys excited for summer or what?
Yeah!
Hey. Wow.
Hey,
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how you got pipes like that, man.
As you can tell, they're a little bit excited to go into summer, bro.
Usually I'd say, oh, my ovaries, but that made me be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to have kids for a minute.
Homeboy was not getting murdered. I went up to Miss Irene's fifth grade class, and I was, and he was shrieking and screaming, and they were like, Bad Bunny's my favorite.
That's awesome.
This one student, Julie, came up to me, and he was like, which hand did you shake Bad Bunny's with? And I was like, my right, and he just hugged it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, it's hilarious.
We saw the American Music Awards. We got to interview him.
He's the
dope.
Best, man. Well, the funny part is that their last day of school is actually Friday. Wednesday they're having a pizza party turning up down there at St. John's School of God in Norwalk. Had a blast. Kids were so fun. They gave me a bunch of artwork that I posted that we'll post on Instagram stories welcoming us to the school. And then St. Sebastian Preschool out in Santa Monica was hilarious. Because my friend Shireen, there was like a big luau, it said preschool luau rager.
Yeah.
And I show up and immediately her kids are crying.
Oh my gosh.
Because Maya didn't like her performance in their little luau.
Relatable,
very relatable, right, Charles?
But I was like, I've never met these kids before, and I was like, hey guys, and they're all just crying. Yeah. I'm like, oh boy, this is going really well.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
If you're a woman and you still haven't found the one, you ever sit there and daydream what that one is gonna look like, be like, etc. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, Tamara?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. That's why there was a delay response. We found this very interesting study, and we want to hear from you, that says that 82% of women will end up with somebody just like their dad. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, call or text. From your experience, is this study straight up facts or straight up fake? I did ask this to my wife yesterday because I never thought about this, you know? And granted, our voices are kind of weird because there is a 2-3-month-old sleeping like right next to us. So we're trying to keep it like super chill. She's in a bassinet.
Sounds like we're lurking in your bedroom.
I know.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Do you want me to describe? We're both laying down and I was just wearing my boxers.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, maybe I should stop. Anyways, this is what went down.
So there's a study that says that most women end up
with someone just like their dad? Do you think that's
weird?
I know it sounds weird, but do you think like you ended up with someone like your dad? Am I like your dad?
No, not at all. You are like the opposite. He's like tall, light, and handsome.
Hey.
And you're very handsome. No, but like in all seriousness, you are amazingly looking, but you don't have a toolbox and he has a toolbox. Oh. He's like a handy guy and you're not. And so you guys are like opposites, but I love you to death.
What about like personality wise?
No, my dad's very chill and you're very outgoing and like super energetic and you're like into sports, and he's like the opposite. He'll drink a glass of wine and chill, and you're like, you'll go running, you want to play soccer, and you guys are the opposite, I think.
Love you.
I love you.
All right. So first she kind of just roasted me. And I think she wanted to throw out there, like, you don't, like, fix anything around the house. You don't even own a toolbox. Actually, my wife is the one that owns a toolbox.
First off, what does amazing looking like?
She never cleared that up, Chelsea.
She also said, but I still love you.
Still. Followed by a
butt. Yeah, there's a lot more questions came out of that. There will be a different day and potentially therapy, but whatever. So for my wife, Janet, I'm the opposite. Chels, how about for you, the guys you've been looking for, that you've been dating? I mean, are they, like, Mr. Gary Briggs?
I mean, do we want to put this on Gary, though? I like Gary. I don't like any of these.
I will say, I do feel like I tend to date qualities of my dad. So, like, my dad has a good sense of humor. He's hilarious. I always date guys, for the most part, that have a good sense of humor and that are funny. And also, my dad's very social, outgoing, life of the party. And that's, like, I always look for, like, I like the idea of dating someone that we can go to a party and we can go our separate ways and do our own things and then meet back up at the end and they can, like, hold their own. So I feel like I always look for someone who has that quality, that sort of outgoing trait.
So you will end up, hopefully, with somebody just like Gary Briggs, your father.
I think that he's great. I think he's great.
Great. Yeah, we support that.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Brian, so you got to think about it this way, right? Your girlfriend Jess, who lives out in Atlanta, have you thought about, like, are you similar to her dad?
Not at all.
Like, you're the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's the opposite. I'm just nothing like him. I don't know if you can put some of these characteristics on, like, a spectrum of one or the other.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, he wants to sit on the deck in Georgia, you know, drink a beer, watch Fox News. You know what I mean? Like, he's a landscaper. I want to do none of that stuff.
Right.
Like, not any of it. But then I would also say that Jessica is 100% opposite of my mother.
Oh.
Like, my mom is, like, just kind of a messy, like, she leaves things all over the place. Jessica's very, like, particular about everything. Right. My mom's a little more, like, go with the flow. Jessica's, like, a little bit more type A, which is somebody I need in my life because I'm more like my mother than I am like Jessica. So I need someone in my opposite of my life to, like, keep me organized.
Facts. All
right. It also probably has something to do with how you were raised, and, like, because there's certain qualities of, like, my parents that I'm like, oh, I need someone opposite of that because I didn't maybe have a good experience with that growing up. So I feel like there maybe that like we were saying, Brian, that you're I'm more like my mom, so I need the opposite, which it's just kind of interesting.
You know what's funny is that Tamara, our social media guru, you had an interesting situation with a dude you were hanging out with for 10 years.
Yeah.
What was the quality that he had like your dad?
Well, I'm obsessed with guys with, like, pretty teeth, like straight teeth.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, however, had a gap. And my dad has a gap. It is
They both had a gap in their teeth, yo. What are the chances?
Right.
Did your dad dap him up when he walked in the house? Gap twins, let's do it.
But it didn't work out, right? Right.
Didn't.
There's only space for one gap. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Interesting story. Study says that 82% of you ladies will end up with someone just like your father. Hit us up if it's facts or fake. 877-971-HITS. Jacqueline from Camarillo, you say it's absolutely false and fake that most women end up with someone like their dad. Why are you saying this?
Because my father was very mean and abusive. There's and that. The guys I date, they're very nice and do anything I say.
I feel like that's it awesome. Really depends on who you're, like you said, like your dad's an awful human being and you don't like them, then in a sense, you're dating someone the polar opposite because of the traits that they had that you don't like. And if you loved your dad, then you're going to be gravitating more towards those things that you really liked about him.
But then you also see situations where women, even though they had a terrible father, unfortunately still get involved with terrible men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's weird because it's almost like they want to fix them.
That's called daddy issues.
There you go, Chelsea.
Right?
There it is. Thank you, Jacqueline. Have a great summer. Paloma from Santa Ana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Paloma, you're saying it's absolutely true that most women will end up somewhere like their dad. Tell us, preach, why?
I'm definitely in that situation. I feel like I've dated different people, and for some reason, I'm still with the guy that's exactly like my dad. They get along because they're alike, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like at the end of the day, sometimes you just lean towards that.
Have you met his dad? Is his dad like your dad? Because a lot of times you pattern after the behavior that you're raised by.
Yeah, yeah. They're from the same city in Mexico, and they're both like BFFs. So.
Yo, Paloma, same thing happened with my dad and my father-in-law. They're like best friends. They like call each other like on the daily.
Gosh.
It's so cool. And they just talk about like old Mexico stories in Jalisco.
Yes.
Paloma, thank you for calling in. I'm glad that you're happy in the relationship right now and everybody gets along.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Bye. She's cool, man. Brian, what's coming through on the text, bro?
From the 562, we got, I said I'll never marry someone like my dad, but I ended up with a mini version of my dad. He has the qualities of my dad that I love so much. So it kind of works out, even when he's grumpy.
I guess the advantage to that is, like, you already know, kind of like, you have a heads up, you know, when they get upset.
How to maneuver.
Make some, make some happy.
Yeah.
You got the playbook. All right, from the 626, no! Totally the opposite from you. My dad is an artistic hippie, super laid back and goes with the flow. My husband plans every aspect of his life and freaks out if anything doesn't go his way. And from the 626, I married a man just like my dad and now I'm divorced. Ha ha.
Well, there you go.
We didn't say it was good to marry someone like your dad.
I wonder if the next one's going to be opposite of her dad, you know, just because of that. DJ Majestic, you just got into a relationship.
Yeah.
Awesome woman that we love. Her name is Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about this from what you know and what you've seen from her dad? Like, are you guys alike or opposite?
I'd like to find out, but she never introduced me to her dad yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a different topic. That's a whole different topic. What happens when you're 8 months into a relationship and they haven't introduced you to the parents?
But I do know that we eat the same food because she brings me leftovers sometimes. So that's about it.
Same food. That's awesome.
I think I just had the realization of why I date musicians and because my dad, I'm blaming on my dad because he's an artist, so I date artsy guys because of my dad.
Don't put these fails on Gary.
Hey, I'm just putting it out there.
It's not fair.
Gary, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault, Gary.
Love you, Gary.
Your dad's all feeling mad, sad right now in Michigan. Why?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
What your sleep position says about what you're like when you're getting it on. That is the study we're about to reveal to you. I wonder if it lines up. Everybody's thinking about it right now. You're thinking about how you go to sleep. Is it on the side, fetal position, all over the place?
I mean, who's honest about not being good with the skills? You know what I mean? Like, anyone in here is going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm really bad.
I'm not really bad, but I'm not the greatest.
That means pretty bad.
I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying?
What does the greatest even mean?
I don't know, bro. I just know I'm not that, bro. You feel me?
Has Janet said that?
My wife?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's call her. They'll just like, I don't want to know. Anyways, so if I say your sleep position, just say your name so that we know we're talking about you, okay? If you sleep on your stomach, nobody in the studio?
Nah, nah. Look, dude, I don't sleep well. Like, I have insomnia. So, yeah. It's
impossible. You move around?
Yeah, I don't. Like, okay. I don't have one position.
We'll get to that then. All right, so, if you sleep on your stomach, you're more into doing the same thing over and over again.
Yikes.
You're closed off to new things, and your favorite position is probably missionary.
Oh, that's definitely not me.
All right. Here it goes next. Chels, have you ever been with a dude that likes sleeping on his stomach?
I don't know.
Let's go the other way. Have you ever been with a dude who falls in line with what Edgar just read? And then we'll know he sleeps on his stomach.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so here it goes. If you sleep on your back, anybody in the studio sleep on their back?
No.
Their mouth wide open. Your significant other has to elbow you. Nobody on their back? Okay, cool. If you sleep on your back, this is what it says about your performance in the bedroom. You are more selfish than any other person. Oh. It's all about you when it comes to the bedroom.
I know some people like that.
Me too.
Facts? Straight up, Chels?
Yep. Depends on the day.
Let that be a sign. Amen. You walk into the bedroom or you're wrapping up and the dude all of a sudden's on his back.
I'm out.
Man, selfish. Bye. All right, if you sleep in the fetal position.
Fetal?
Anybody like in studio,
curled up in a little ball,
like to be spooned from behind, your little spoon?
I mean, sometimes.
Chelsea!
That's not my go-to.
I'm not going to lie, I've done it. Yeah. Look, I sleep in every single position.
I feel like I'm the same way, Bri.
There's a description for that, too. Okay, we'll get to it. But sometimes, Chelsea, in the fetal position, if you sleep in the fetal position, this is what it says about your time. You're extremely exploratory.
Okay.
And are down for whatever.
Whatevs.
Whatever. Okay. Yes. Whoa. What you just thought of right now? Yes, you're down for that.
Damn, Deborah.
All right, here's the next one. If you sleep on your side, anybody in the studio sleep on their side?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a side.
I'm a side sleeper. Yeah. Right here. Mm-hmm. And I like to hug my pillow with my legs. Yeah. I always have to have my legs over something, dude. Yes.
Does Janet get jealous when you're hugging pillows?
We have no choice, bro. We have the baby in a bassinet in the middle. So anyways, if you sleep on your side, DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
I do too, yeah.
And myself and Chelsea, you're more balanced in your life when it comes to the bedroom and are not boring at all, but you're not an extreme freak either in the sheets. Hmm. So you're kind of like in the middle of it all.
But if you mix that fetal position in there, it can kind of be mishmash.
Depends on where those knees are.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Madge, would you say that's facts or are you more a freak in the sheets?
I can get freaky for sure. Definitely. But yeah, for the most part, I'll be in the middle ground.
I think dudes are always as freaky as the chick will let us be. Like, we kind of like, you be the leader here.
Be like, for real? Wait, what? Let's go.
Follow the leader. Follow the leader. See ya, man. What your sleep position says about what you're like when you're getting it on. Doo-doo-doo. All right, here it is, guys. So if you switch multiple positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do it all.
That's awesome.
In one night. You're the type of person that likes to go 2 to 3 rounds a day.
Wow. I mean, who the hell has that kind of time?
Is that so, Chelsea? I know you're all around the bed when you sleep. Brian, that's you right there, right?
Oh hell yeah, when I'm in Atlanta, but out here,
Your girlfriend is in Atlanta. Good thing you say from out here, you're nothing.
Nah, out here I just sit alone in my house.
Chelsea, is this you right here? Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Man, this weather we're going to have for like the next week and a half is exactly why people are paying $3,000 for a one-bedroom apartment. 72 degrees and sunny the high.
Nice.
Ooh, I like these clouds, man. Gotta be honest.
By the afternoon, you get the sunshine. By the time you want to go chill at the beach or around your pool, it's going to be awesome, man. Enjoy it. And also imagine yourself cruising in a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. You got your chance to win one of those. All you got to do is be caller 9 when you hear the key song of the day, which is... When you hear the song play in its entirety today, be caller 9. You'll have a chance to win that 2019 Jeep Wrangler at 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, what's coming up?
So are we going to see that Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise MMA fight that challenged Tom to?
I hope so.
Do you guys sick of having Justin around? You want this kid to get murdered?
Nah, man. He'll jump out.
He would take an L so fast. It would be
the fastest
fight in history.
Scrappy. Well, I've got an update on it coming up next in the Chelsea Report. That's at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So are we going to see that Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise MMA fight that Justin challenged Tom to? It's not looking likely.
Damn.
Justin is now backtracking, saying he was totally joking when he challenged Tom. Yesterday, a paparazzi caught up with him and asked him if he really intends to fight Cruise. And this is what he had to say.
It's for real about Tom Cruise? You're gonna fight?
Nah.
But you guys are good friends,
though,
right?
It was just a random tweet. I do that stuff sometimes. I'm pretty sure Tom would. I think he probably whooped my ass in the fight.
So it's kind of hard to hear, but basically he said, no, it was just like a random tweet. He was on my mind because I saw an interview with him, and he said he'd probably whoop my butt because he's like, I'm really skinny right now. I need to get in shape, and he'd probably be out of my weight class. So,
I mean, no, you'd be in the same weight class. Tom Cruise is like 5'1".
That's true.
But he does all his own stunts. It's like, yeah. Tom Cruise is a badass. And I saw this photo the other day of Tom Cruise with the kid and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise looks the same age. The kid looks like he's 100.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's pretty amazing, man. Shout out to Tom Cruise.
I just really want Tom Cruise to respond. I know he doesn't have Twitter, but like, I still wish he would like respond in some way, somehow, just because it's funny.
He does have a Twitter, but it's definitely run by his like PR agency. Oh, just like really? Tweets out about Mission Impossible and Jack Reacher and stuff.
I did see a tweet. Obviously, it was a meme, but you know, when Justin Bieber originally sent out the tweet, he used the wrong tense, the wrong your. So then Tom Cruise wrote, hey, I already won, bro. And then put the correct your. But it was a meme, you know? I wish Tom would have responded to that. That would have been great.
So actor Keanu Reeves, star of the John Wick movies, he's being praised for the respectful way he takes photos with female fans. He uses the hands-off approach.
Okay.
And this is super interesting. So these pictures have gone viral. It's of him taking pictures with fans and even other celebrities like Dolly Parton. And basically it's where he keeps his hands open or in his pockets, avoiding awkward contact and or misunderstanding when taking pictures with women. And, you know, because usually when you take a photo with someone, you put your arms around them and it usually like, touches their side or like their lower, you know, hip.
Right. Or while you're swinging your arm around, you know, accidentally you can like grab someone's butt or something.
I've
noticed at like a lot of, you know, our hashtag 97 parties campaign, we're out, you know, hitting all these parties. I've noticed that in photographs with when I'm in pictures with kids or with women, like my hands are almost like, but I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just like I feel uncomfortable, like I don't know people's boundaries of and I have long arms, sometimes you see my hands on the outside of people like 3 away from me.
I've seen those pictures, bro, and sometimes your arms encompass the entire family.
Oh, like a pterodactyl.
And even a Latino family. There's like lots of us. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, how'd you do that, bro?
Yeah, it's funny though. The pictures, I should check them out. We'll put them up on our Instagram, 971 Amp Radio. Hey. His hands are just like out, like you said, not touching them, and he's basically being hailed as the respectful king on social media.
Cool. Okay.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour for you, we're definitely going to play the key song of the day for your chance at getting hooked up with a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. It's Break Up With Your Girlfriend on board, so get ready for that. Also, got some more Jonas Brothers concert tickets, right?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Just think about this, cruising this summer in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler. We're making it happen for you, familia. Whenever you hear the key song of the day, which is Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board, be calling out when you hear it, and you'll win a key to hopefully start up that Jeep Wrangler. All right, let's go to the phone lines because we just played it. Yvette from Northridge, good morning.
Good morning.
How bad do you need a new ride, Yvette?
Really bad. I'll be there for school. I'm at Valley College right now.
Yvette, you're calling 9. You get the key.
Oh, my God.
Winner.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Yvette. What are you driving right now?
A Honda Civic. It's actually my mom's. We're sharing.
Yeah, you really need that independence.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who's the messier of the two of you that drives it?
Oh, definitely my mom.
I thought you was going to say her.
She's actually in the car with me right now.
That's right, because when I was in college, man, my car was a disaster. It was like a closet and all kinds of water bottles. Wait, it still is.
Yeah, my car is that now.
I was going to say, Edgar, the last time I went in your car, it was pretty messy.
Like, you just hear Red Bull cans crunching when you put your feet down.
I can't talk either, though.
You can't put your feet down in the back seat. Uh-huh. It looks like a recycling center back there. Yvette, congratulations. Oh, hopefully you'll be cruising that new 2019 Jeep Wrangler, all right?
Thank you so much.
We love you. Have a great summer. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air.
You guys too. Thank you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
I want you to meet possibly the sweetest boyfriend in SoCal right now. His name is Russell from Long Beach. What up, Russell?
Hey, what's going on?
He's calling in to win Jonas Brothers tickets for his girlfriend, guys.
Aww. Now that's love. Angel.
Absolutely. Russell, quick question for you. Do you look like any of the Jonas Brothers?
No, I don't. I'm Filipino.
Oh, what's up? DJ Majestic is half Filipino, too. You guys want to say some stuff like Filipino stuff?
Mabuhay.
There
That's
it
like,
is.
What's up, my Tagalog. Filipino bro?
All right, fantastic.
Like, no love back.
Y'all can cool. feel the chemistry just, it's electric in here.
No, it was the Philippines Independence Day yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was. So,
right, yeah. So there you go. All right, cool. Here we go, Russell. We got three questions for you about the Joe Bros. Which Joe Bro did it? Joe, Nick, or Kevin? If you guess two out of three correct, you win. How happy is your girlfriend going to be when you surprise her with these tickets, bro?
She's going to be so ecstatic. She's been wanting to see them since she was 11. So,
oh, she's like never years. Seen them?
She's never seen
oh
her in
my
person.
Gosh. Oh, that's awesome. Russell, do know this, man. If you do not win, guess two out of three correct. Andrew from Santa Monica is waiting to steal your tickets. Andrew, do you want to say anything to Russell?
Game on.
All right. Fantastic.
Wow. Sounds like you guys aren't fighting for him. This is true. Okay,
well, here it is. All right, Russell, first question, my man. Which Joe Bro did it? Dated Olivia Culpo.
Dated Elizabeth.
Olivia.
Olivia Culpo.
Oh, this isn't going well.
Take a guess.
Is it Joe, Nick, or Kevin? Who?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Uh-oh.
That is incorrect.
That was the answer that you definitely wouldn't go with. that's
the one who has like a real estate business yep. and stuff.
The correct answer is actually Nick. Mm-hmm. All right, next question. You got to get the next two correct, right, Russell? Come on, I believe in you, bro.
Come on.
For your girlfriend.
Okay.
No pressure. She may break up with you if she finds this out. All right. Which Joe Bro enjoys cake by the ocean?
Oh, you got that.
Remind you, it's Joe. Nick. Okay.
Joe?
Yes.
That Joe. Is correct.
Nailed it.
All right, my man. You're still alive, Russell.
Okay.
Come
this.
On. Last one, bro.
Pressure.
Come on, the girlfriend, man. Pressure. If you do this, you didn't even need to get her an engagement ring when you guys are getting ready to get married. Here we go.
Be a good part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Which Joe Bro had a reality TV show called Married to Jonas? Was it Joe, Nick, or Kevin?
Kevin.
Are you sure?
Yes, Kevin.
That is correct.
Yes! Got it! I was worried for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Russell coming from behind, baby.
That was good.
Will the Warriors do that tonight, though? We'll find out. All right, Russell, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to see the Joe Bros at the Forum, and your girlfriend's going to be super happy with you, my man.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Thank you, man. Oh, you're welcome, man. Thank you for listening to us. Andrew from Santa Monica, hang tight. We got some stand-up comedy show tickets to go catch my homie Brian perform.
Yeah, I'm playing all over. I'm doing a show in Santa Monica in about a month, so we'll hook you up with tickets. We'll get you an email.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.